meditation of our heart be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. It is the Lord's Passover, for I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and in all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. Have you ever been passed over? I can remember being passed over for promotion at jobs a couple different times. The first time I was passed over, I was an assistant buyer for Magnavox, and a position came open to be a coordinator, and man, I thought that was mine for sure. But instead, they placed a guy who was a little older but hadn't been with the company as long as I have in that position. Now, to say that I was upset would be not quite true. The second time that happened to me, I was in the livestock industry, and I had wanted this job in the office. It was an office job rather than being out in the field. And again, they appointed a guy who was about the same age as me really then, but hadn't been with the company near as long. And again, I was not a very happy camper. In today's reading, we learn about being passed over. And in this instance, it's a darn good thing. In today's Old Testament reading, it foreshadows another Passover, one that will take place about 1,500 years after the first one. In the first Passover, the lamb was selected about 4 days before, and it had to be without blemish. It had to be perfect. And on the Sunday before the last Passover, a man comes riding in to Jerusalem, and he presents himself as the true Passover lamb. Over the next 4 days, this man, Jesus of Nazareth, proves himself to be without blemish. He is questioned. He is challenged. He is tested. In each of his tests, he proves to be faithful and free of any guilt. Perfect, in other words. That evening, he ate a meal with his disciples. And that meal, like the first one, sets a precedence. In the first meal, the Passover meal, it was God instructed them to eat in a certain way, standing up, as you remember, with their belt on and all that. And our last in the Passover I'm talking about here, where Jesus was with his disciples, we also get instruction about how to eat a meal. And he says, "This is my body, this is my blood, and do it in remembrance of me." Again, God's instructions on how to eat a Passover. We can see in that the Passover event that occurred 1,500 years prior to the one is a powerful type pointing to Christ and to our true Passover lamb. The blood painted on the door post prefigures the blood that Jesus covers us with. He shed and covers us with when he went to the cross. And it shields us from death, judgment, and the judgment we deserve. And the judgment is that we deserve is death. In this gospel promise, we find assurance that God's favor rests upon us. Not because of our own merit, but because of what Jesus has done. He is the atoning sacrifice. God's gift of forgiveness, life, and salvation are delivered to us concretely through the means of grace, through baptism, through the word, and through the sacrament of the altar, the Lord's Supper, if you will. Just as the Israelites had received God's promise through faith and obedience in his command, we too receive Christ's benefits in trusting in his promises through receiving these sacraments. In these means, God assures us that even though others overlook us, we are never forgotten by him. We are never passed over. He continues to pass over our sins, though, for Jesus' sake, and gathers us into his family and gives us hope and strength for each day. as we reflect on our lives and times that we live in, we may feel that we have been passed over. But let us not think that way. Let us remember what Christ has done for us. Let us look to the cross where Christ did not pass us over, willingly took the punishment for all our sins. In him, we find our identity, our security, and purpose, knowing that God's love is steadfast and his promises are sure. Let us rejoice that in Christ, we are always remembered. We are never passed over. We are redeemed. Now, we Lutherans understand that the story of the Passover is not just history. I mean, it did happen, but it's not just a history lesson. It is a living proclamation of the gospel. It teaches us to trust in God's promises. And even when we do not see the immediate results or recognize it in our lives, just as the Israelites placed their faith in God's words and sign of the blood, we are called to cling upon Christ's promises. Our confidence is not in our own worthiness, but it's in God's steadfast love for us and his faithfulness. When we feel passed over by this world, the word invites us to remember God's grace passes over all our sins for Jesus' sake. We are reminded at the fount and at the table that we are seen and known. He knows who we are, not because of what we've done. It's not like putting blood on a doorway or because of what Christ had done, but it is because of what Christ has done for us. He shed his blood for us. In this, we find true comfort and hope, rejoicing in the assurance that God's mercy is always greater than our disappointment or failures. Martin Luther once taught that our assurance and comfort comes not from our own accomplishments, but from God's promises fulfilled in Christ. The Passover foreshadows the forgiveness and deliverance we receive in baptism and the Lord's Supper, where God continually assures us that we are not forgotten, but cherished and saved by grace. We acknowledge and we rejoice in knowing that even what the world may do to us, or may overlook us, or whenever they overlook us, God never does. He claims us as his own. As I mentioned earlier, I'd been passed over, and for some positions that, you know, I was looking to really get ahead in life. But my story didn't end there. Shortly after I was passed over at the first job at Magnavox, they closed the plant. And I went on to work in agribusiness. In my position there that I got passed over, I went on to take a job at a different company and got the position that I wanted and ended up being a director. In fact, the sale barn at Cuba was under my auspices, so that's how large my territory was. So you see, sometimes being passed over isn't the worst thing that happens. There are moments in our lives when being passed over or passed by is actually a sign of God's mercy and grace. Instead of feeling overlooked, we can recognize these times are moments that God is protecting us, guiding us, and leading us away from harm. He's leading us towards his promises and giving us the ability to do his will, not ours. After all, if I had not been passed over for those other jobs, I might not have been here, be able to be here today with you to proclaim to you that Jesus loves you. Amen.